Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 27th of Feb. It is a quiet week. There's almost nothing on tomorrow, but I will do a short podcast. But not a lot today. There were two horses that I was interested in when I looked earlier in the week, but both of them, one's prohibitive price, which is in the 210 at Musselburgh. John Williams is odds on 1.76. And that's the last thing I look at is the price. When I looked at everything, I thought that would be the one. But obviously, at that price, I'm not going to get involved in that price. You know, it's worth watching the market if you want to watch and just learn and see what happens. Understand the market moves of these horses, but I expect that to bowl out in front, so it may well shorten. But I'm not well. It will shorten. I'm almost certain, but I'm not going to play it at that price. And in the 305 at Southwell was Purple Rock. And I was very close to getting involved with this one, but it is drawn one, which is the one thing that puts me off, and it's up £3. So, did win well last time, but I'm going to give that just a watching brief. Sometimes the best bet you have is the one you don't have. So I'm a very patient person with things like this, so I will wait. There will be plenty of opportunities. I know some of you just like to have a bet, but it's not for me. So they're two that if you want to just watch the markets and look and learn a bit, then I advise that, but it there won't be a bet for me. Football wise, we've got a few games in the Premier League again tonight. Obviously the big one is Chelsea Tottenham. Price is about right, to be fair, and my head is saying I don't think Tottenham will win this game, but I'm not going to be having any money in it. I think we notoriously struggle at Chelsea. They do seem to up their game for us. Both teams have a lot to play for. I think if Tottenham had kept the momentum by beating Burnley and Chelsea had perhaps got a good beating against City in the cup final, then I may have had a slightly different view, but I think Chelsea put in a good solid performance there. Tottenham shoehorning Harry Kane back in the team on Saturday, I don't think it did them any favours. So, just again, enough reasons to not get involved. Arsenal look a good thing against Bournemouth at 1.45. I had them about 1.35, so they look a good thing there. And I didn't have much else. You know, City short favourites for Liverpool. I think Liverpool are probably a bit short against Watford. I think 1.3 is a little bit short, but I'm not going to get involved in any of that. I do have, as always, a couple of trades, though, on the goals markets. And I am going to start with that Arsenal-Bournemouth game. The over 3.5 is 2.18, which is too short, so I will be having my over 3.5 trade there. I will be laying over 3.5 goals, and I will be looking to get 20-25% out of that. Again, we need four goals to win, panic when the first one goes in, etc. But it's such a low risk price that even if a goal does go in and we get 20 minutes, probably be able to scratch it at some stage. So I will be having the over 3.5, looking for sort of 20% on that upwards. I won't get too greedy, just in case Bournemouth do have one of their no-show days. But I don't think... I think the price, you know, is wrong there for me. So I will be getting involved in that one. And St Johnstone Hibernian, I will be getting involved in the over 1.5 goals if we get to sort of 20-25 minutes with no goal. What I'm actually going to do in this game, if we get to, say, I'm going to say 25 minutes with no goal, I will lay under 0.5 first half goals and I'll drip that in over sort of 25-35 minutes. If a goal goes in, great, we win. If it is 0-0 at half time, I will then back over 1.5 goals for a point. If it's still 0-0 65 minutes, I will back over 1.5 goals again, and I will trade it from there. So in effect, we can kill it in the first half. If there's no early goal and we get to 0-0 25 minutes, I can kill it in the first half with a first half goal late on. But I will then enter, if it's still 0-0 at half time, the 1.5 market, and I'll back over 1.5 45 minutes, you know, on the half time period, and then I will back over 1.5 if it's still 0-0 on 65 minutes, and I will trade it from there. So that is it. As I say, on the football data direct sheets, there's no game showing at all for tomorrow, so I think it will be a very limited day, but I will run my eyes over the horses, have a look. I might be able to dig out some midweek weekend mentions and have a look at some other bits and pieces. But that's it for today. Have a good day, and I will be back to you on Thursday morning.